Okay, Chevra. Sif Aleph and Siman Pei Tes dealt with eating cheese after meat. Sif Beis deals with eating meat after cheese. And Shulchan Aruch has all of these details. And Me'ikar Hadin, what I have to do between cheese and meat is what's called Mayim Emtsayim. I have to wash my hands, Netilas Yadayim. Mayim Emtsayim may only be necessary Balayla, may only be necessary at night. During the days, I could just look at my hands to see that they're clean. Nonetheless, the Shach quotes a minig that we always do Mayim Emtsayim between Gevina and between Gevina and Basar, because the concern over here is that there's going to be some shamnunis that remains on my hands and I have to wash them to get it off. You could have like a fatty type of cheese material, you would have to wash it to get it off. You need Netilas Yadayim, you need Kinuach, Shulchan Aruch discusses how you do Kinuach, and you need Hadocha. These are the practices that are necessary. Now the Shach himself happens to be very machmir. In the sense of the Shach says that since the issue of since the issue of the Netilas Yadayim is because there's going to be some shamnunis on the hand, so therefore the Ramot, the end of Se'if Gimel, where the Ramot says the shamish hamishamish b'se'uda, who touches food, doesn't require netila, because netila is only necessary for those who eat, zak the Shach, that's not correct. Because the Shach says, I'm worried that there still is going to be some shamnunis that is nidbak. The Crazy Uplacy disagrees with the Shach, and the Crazy Uplacy understands that Lameisa, this concern for shamnunis is only a concern if I'm eating at this time. For some reason, the place he says that what the Ramah says is really the halacha, that the shamish hamishamish b'se'uda doesn't have to do any netilas yadayim. I don't think anyone accepts this place of halacha. I don't fully understand it. What the Shach is saying seems to be correct, that there's an additional concern that if there's going to be shamnunis on something, therefore I should not use it from one type to the other, and that's why we require netilach. Or then should be true even by a shamish, where the place he says is a little difficult. The Be'er Hativ, however, gives a shtickel teretz for the Ramah. He says that there's two types of shamashim. You could be a waiter who actually puts the food on the plate. I think they call it plating the food in the technical terms. And you could be a waiter who just brings the plates of food out, no? If I'm a waiter who's bringing the plates of food out, so I might not be nogeya ba'eichlem. It's not so likely that I'm going to be nogeya ba'eichlem. My understanding is that what the Be'er Hativ is saying to explain the Ramah is that if it's a chshash rachok that I'll be nogeya, so then we could be mekel on the shamish, because it's not very likely, right? If I'm mamish taking, you should pardon, you know, the way the people who work in the yeshiva kitchen put the food out. Right? If you're doing that with the food, so avada, you need netilas yadayim. But if I'm bringing a plate of food out, so it's only a chshash rachok that there's going to be some shamnunis that's nidbak. In that situation, I don't think you really have to worry. That might be the pshat in this Ramah, again, but we're kind of adding a bit based on our understanding. This issue should be nogeya to many other of the harchakos that we find here in Sof Siman Pei Tes. Right? In other words, there are some harchakos, eating on a different tablecloth, right? If you eat basar and cholov, it should be done on two different tablecloths, no? And the Piskei Tshuva quotes from the Radvaz that if you eat with a plate, it doesn't have to be done on a different tablecloth, no? Now, do you really solve all the problems? You're eating on the plate. Your mom is going to solve all of the problems? Not necessarily, because there is always going to be some chashash that a little bit of the food that I take, I'm going to put down on the table, and then afterwards I'm going to end up taking that. There is still some sort of chashash, but apparently that's a chashash rachok. our practice is, and this is something that Dr. Soloveitchik points out in his article, Eruption and Reconstruction, that even though we have plates, we still use tablecloths, correct? Am I the only one who does this at home? Or am I the only Orthodox Jew among the Philistines? Right? Do you guys, do you eat on a table with just a plate on a table? Or do you have a tablecloth? Right? I'm not the only Haredi, correct? So this is the practice. Why do we have this practice? Apparently, this practice is that even though there's a chashash rachok, right? It's a chashash rachok ma'od, right? Why do I need a separate tablecloth when they have a plate? L'cha'ora, we're still choshesh. The Gra in Os Yud Aleph tainas that you're allowed to have additional chumras in these areas, because since the Gemara says about ana loha milsa kichala legabe chamra, right, that I compare to daddy, I'm like vinegar compared to wine, so you see that having additional chumras, 24 hours, gevaldik, tablecloths, gevaldik, I think it's all coming from the same thing, even though it's really a chshash rachok. That's my understanding, and therefore what? Therefore, even in the case of the Ber Hetev, a shamish who is just bringing the food, maybe that's also chashash rachok, and maybe you should still wash your hands, as understood by the shach, against the Ramah, who's saying that if it's a chashash rachok, you don't have to be worried about it. Maybe the Ramah is more in line with this Radvaz. Again, this is just what's in my mind. Mr. Mayor.
Just a short question. When it says that also a chulvin on mafashav ba'afer, is that being right after each other, or like if you ever eat there, you can.
So again, obviously, Tysus points out in Avodah Zarah on Ayin Hey Amud Beis, the top Tysus, that you can kasher a tablecloth by doing laundry. So if laundry was done, it's kosher. It means right afterwards. Now there is a discussion, the Yad Avram, the Yad Ephraim, one of them on the page says, if I'm eating basar on this side of the tablecloth, kiwi cholov on that side, if it's very far away, the Magen Avram writes in, Orichayim Kufayim Gimel, you could turn the tablecloth over, that will solve a problem. I should note that the Bach is quoted by the Magen Avraham in Orichayim Kufayim Gimel, that the reason for a separate tablecloth is even if I have plates. Right? And it's not because of what we're saying, that there's a chashash rachok without the separate tablecloth. But Zak the Bach, it's because he's worried that l'chatchilo, the balua, is going to go mikli l'kli. In other words, I put down my hot, let's say I have a hot plate that I just put a steak on, no? I put it down on my tablecloth. Now my tablecloth became fleishik. Then I'm going to put down a hot cheese balinsa on a hot plate, on the same place in the tablecloth. So that's going to be balua that goes mikli l'kli, right? And therefore, the Bach feels you should be machmir to have separate tablecloths to avoid this issue. The Magen Avraham in Kuf Ayim of Arichayim jumps up and down and spits wood and nickels, as the expression goes. The Magen Avraham says, what are you talking about? It's a davar yadua, the ein habalua haylech mikli l'kli below rotev. No? It's davar yadua. Did we speak about this once? This is Ramon Peizayin, right? That one could understand. Is in Peizayin and Sadi Beis. I forget.
We mentioned
that at one point. Okay. The fact is, do we assume that ein habalua haylech mekli kli b'lo rotav is mutter l'chatchila? The Magen Avraham is saying, of course, it's mutter. And that's not the reason why we have separate tablecloths, according to the Magen Avraham. The Bach is saying that no, that only b'diavad is going to be mutter, and therefore you should have separate tablecloths. According to the Magen Avraham, the concerns over here are more for shamnunis, like we mentioned earlier, and if the concerns are shamnunis, so even if it's not hot, even if I have cold food, I'm eating cold fruity pebbles, no? I should not eat cold fruity pebbles on my fleshika tablecloth, right? Because of a concern of be'en, or I don't know if I'm giving a good example, but the concern of be'en is even if it's going to be cold. Based on this, Rebbe Cohen tainas that even glass, there are some Rishonim who say that glass is not bolei. I will speak about that at the end of the year when we learn Hechsher Kalim. Even if your glass is not bolei, but still you should have some glasses from Milchiks and Fleishiks, because of the concern that maybe there's going to be some shamnunis, some be'en on the glass. You had a comment before, Kivi.
I just wanted to know if your table is So then we still need to have...
So apparently, there's always an issue that maybe I'm not going to clean things as well as I can. And maybe there's going to be a shtickle be'en there. That seems to be the concern. You're right. My glasses are clean, my table. But lamaisa, there's still some sort of concern.
And is it a fair enough to just have, like, even like to have dairy always on the table and meat?
Yeah, that should be okay. In other words, I have a tablecloth only for meat, and the dairy, the table's a milchig table. That should work. Yeah.
Then you need to cover the whole table.
Chayvina, I mean, a placemat is fine or something, right? Right, no, it says mappa, I think placemats were not invented, or something, I don't know.
Say, but at what point
the concern is that maybe there's going to be some be'en. If I could avoid that concern of be'en, so I'm going to be okay. Good. There's a lot more to do of these harchakos between basar and chalav, so let's go weiter. If I eat chalav, I'm not supposed to eat basar within the same hour according to the Zohar. Many people have a practice of half an hour between all milk products and meat. That probably is based on the Zohar and it's based on the place he's understanding that when the Zohar says Shaita Chada, it doesn't really mean a Sha'a. It means some amount of time. One of the guys in Yeshiva wrote something up for Halachapedia a few weeks ago. They asked me, I think it was Ike wrote it or someone else. So you could find it. But I don't know. It seems to me that if you want to be mapper for the Zohar, it makes more sense to not have meat within 1 hour. This idea of where half an hour comes from, I don't really chap, but many people, Reb Usher Weiss writes in his Sefer on Parashas Kisisa that his father had this minig, like his father's just nifter. So Lamais, I think there is a widespread minhag, but it's hard to know exactly how they arrived at half an hour. It's hard to know. Now, after hard cheese, the practice is that we wait sheish shaos, even though the Shach quotes in the Sefer Metzari for Chachma to wait 1 hour, and we spoke about this once before, but the Prima Gadim says that the minig is to wait 6 hours. I think that's the standard practice. How do I define hard cheese? So there seems to be Machlekes Shach has, no? The Shach assumes that the Hagdara of hard cheese is anything that was aged for 6 months. This comes from the Toras Chatos, quoting the Isser V'Heter Ha'aruch, that whatever is aged for 6 months is hard cheese. The Taz, first of all, says that he thinks this practice only makes sense according to Rashi, that the Cheshbin for Hamtanas based on Mishichas Tam, it doesn't make sense according to the Rambam, that it's a din of Basar Bein Hashinayim, because Zok the Taz is no such thing as Gevina Bein Hashinayim, like we spoke about. And then the Taz says, if it's a din of Mashiach's Tam, you get an impression it's only Gevina Metula'as. It's only if it is like wormy cheese. Wormy cheese apparently is like very pungent. You get an impression, Achrei Kechleis HaKol, from the entire Taz, that the Taz doesn't hold of this absolute six-month requirement, but the Shach does hold of it. You get that impression, I can't really take a Shavuot, I don't know that the Taz is disagreeing. At the beginning, he speaks about 6 months at the beginning of the Taz, but at the end of the Taz of Katan Dalin, he's speaking more about Mitula'as in the sense of, I think that that's going to be Mayrech Tam. Now, a number of years ago, there was a cruise that came out in Eretz Yisrael, that many Gedolei HaRabbonim said that you have to wait 6 hours after American cheese and after pizza. No? You have to wait 6 hours after pizza and after American cheese. And if you look in the Kobetz Tshuvos of Rebbe Yoshev and Simen Nun Ches, Rebbe Yoshev says that you have to wait 6 hours. Now the Cheshbin for waiting the 6 hours could be one of two things. Cheshen could be one of two things. The Cheshen could be, if I'm an absolutist within the Shach, and I assume that any Gevina shenisyashna vav chadoshim, so over here, by the time my American cheese comes to my table, it's been more than 6 months old. Right? Mashallah Mahadavar Doime, I don't want to burst your bubble, so you're going to sit down Leil HaSeder in a few weeks and you think you got matzah that was baked recently. Right? You're lucky if it was baked Chanukah. Right? The matzah, right? And stuff takes a while until it comes to market. The American cheese could have been aged for a while, and as such, Rabbi Yashiv is machmir on the American cheese. There's a tshuva called the Vishuv Verofa. He's the rabbi in Rotterdam. I only have this sefer because this guy came to visit President Joel when I was working in that office still, so he gave President Joel a gift. So President Joel called me and he says, Ezra, you'll probably get more use out of this than I will. So I have the one volume, I think I have volume 4 of the Tshuvas V'Shov HaRafa, don't ask. And in that, he has a whole Arichos Devarim, a back and forth with Reb Shlomo Zalman and Rebbe Yashiv about, apparently they manufacture a lot of cheese in Rotterdam. I don't know. He has like a whole back and forth about the cheese manufacturing. And many of the Rabbonim in Eretz Yisrael felt that you have to wait 6 hours, and there are different reasons given. One is what we said. Another reason, which is what Rebbe Yashiv sounds like in that Siman Nun Ches that we mentioned, is that it's going to be Moshech Tam. That Lamaisa, our cheese, give off a stronger flavor. Others Taina, something more similar to approach A, which is that the din of Yishun of Vav Chadashim is when they used to manufacture cheese the old-fashioned way, which is that you put some milk in the keva and you leave it there and you manufacture cheese that way. Today we have an amazing thing that was invented called an enzyme. An enzyme speeds up chemical processes. No? That's what an enzyme does. So Kenzyme that, you know, are 2 months is the old 6 months. No? And therefore some are machmir. Nonetheless, I think the consensus view among the poskim shemipayim anuchayim, like poskim in our yeshiva, the poskim in the OU, my guess is other kashrus agencies also, is that we wait 6 months after standard cheese. And Reb Belsky Zichrono Levracha, and his tshuvas actually has a tshuva that has surprisingly a lot of passion. Let me just read you some portions of Rev Belsky's tshuva. Right, this is on page Kuf Tzadik Tes. La'acharona yotza kuruz me'echad harabanim, bohodiya shegvina sheyitzruha vav chadashim lefnei achilasa, ein lechol achareha basar b'li hamtanas bov vav shaos. Right? L'da'avoni ani muchrach l'takein ha'me'uvas. I'm forced to correct the mistake. Afshin davarze machiv l'nafshi, kikvot harabanim yakar alai, mihu tzar hayehudim hamedamim ki lakruz ze yesh yesod, va'al pi ze yachmir l'atzman shelo kidim, gam ken yakar alai, v'lo eda ma'a'ese. He says, I have a lot of respect for Rabbanim, but I also have respect for Yidden, who shouldn't think that this announcement, apparently it was like on Pashka Vilim, all around Me'ya Sha'arim, that you have to wait 6 hours after these cheeses. He says, the mice are making a mistake, and the basic cheshbon that he says is that you need Yishun Vav Chadashim. Without Yishun Vav Chadashim, you look in Makar HaDavar, right, in all the Rishonim that the Teres Chatos is quoting that make it to this Ramah, there is no such thing as without Yishun Vav Chadashim. And then he says that some people assume that Vav Chadashim is an absolute cutoff. He says that's not true. Anyone who's been in the cheese making business realizes that certain types of cheeses need X amount of time to age, others need Y amount of time to age. The din of Gavina Kasha that the Rama is quoting is a din based on the type of cheese, and it's just a shorthand way of saying what type of cheese it is. Gam shamati omrim that since bizman hazeh nishtana kol tahalach yitzor hagvina, because we use chomrim kimiyim, we use enzymes. So he says, ha emes eino kol zeh eino ela pitpukte devarim ve'in amiti legamre rak devarim habeduyim in halev. It's all made up. Right, and it's a certain type of cheese. American cheese is a blend of various cheese garbage. American cheese is the hot dogs of the cheese business. Just like a hot dog is l'davoneinu, like all of the junk that's left in the meat factory at the end of the day, they put into your hot dogs, no? American cheeses, all the junky cheese gets all mixed together. These are not sharp cheeses. These are not strong cheeses. These are cheese junk. These are cheese residue that ends in is absolutely no concern. Reb Asher Weiss writes, to be maker also, in that piece that we mentioned in Parshas Ki Sisa, Reb Asher Weiss says that it's not Moshech Tam. What, you're telling me that it's Moshech Tam? He says, then it's Nosatet Varech Leshi Urim. All we have is the Mesorah, that these cheeses are not Moshech Tam. So therefore, we're maker on standard cheeses. I have over here, and this is the first time I'm quoting him this year, the list that Rabbi Gordimer, Rabbi Avram Gordimer Shlita has in the OU Daf HaKashrus. The list I have here is from May 2012. I assume he updates it constantly. Anyone who wants to schmooze with him about it, he'd love. He's in the other base medrash, Night Seder. Anyone who wants to go and schmooze with Rabbi Gordimer, it'll give him no greater hana in the world. He loves talking about cheese rather than talking about other stuff that he talks about. You can go and schmooze with Rabbi Gordimer about cheese, but basically the standard cheddar cheese is aged for 2 to 3 months, is not considered gevina kasha. Cheddar cheese that is called sharp or aged cheddar cheese is aged from either close to 6 months or up to 7 years. It will say on it, generally, if a cheese is aged more than 6 months. The standard cheddar cheese is not 6 months. Standard Swiss cheese from Switzerland is aged 6 months to 14 months. Standard Swiss cheese here. Standard other types. There's baby Emmental, which is baby Swiss cheese. Sometimes it's not aged 6 months. You have to read very carefully the labels. There are, here, give me a cheese that you want to know about. I have my list. Mozzarella cheese is aged 30 days. Parmesan cheese, aged 10 months to 24 months or even more. Parmesan is 6 hour cheese. Now, one of the issues that comes up with Parmesan cheese is usually you grate it onto your ziti or onto your pasta or something like that. Does it become gevina raka after the grating and melting process, if it was kasha beforehand? So my understanding is that the Yad Yehuda and Sifkat and Lamed is make on the Shiloh. Yad Yehuda says that the din is that you wait after Gevina Kasha. This is very move on if you accept the Pri Chadash who argues on the Taz. The Taz says that Gevina Bein Hashinayim is categorically not called Gevina. The Pri Chadash says it might be called Gevina if it's Bein Hashinayim. However, I'm only worried that Gevina Kasha remains Bein Hashinayim. Gevina Raka, I'm not worried it remains Bein Hashinayim. Zuck the Yad Yehuda, that if I have a cheese that otherwise is a hard cheese, but I melt it down, so it's now it's soft, and therefore I don't have to wait 6 hours. This actually is brought up by Rav Belsky in his tshuva to be make on these cheeses. He says any cheese that is soft, by definition, you don't have to wait. For some reason, the Art Scroll Kashrus book on page 208. I've meant for years to try to speak to Rabbi Force about this when I'm in Far Rockaway. I just haven't seen him and remembered this question. But in the Art Scroll book on page 208, he quotes from the Yad Yehuda also a distinction between whether the cheese is melted into something or whether it's melted onto something. Ani mamash lo mevin, because if you read the Yad Yehuda inside, he's assuming that any melted cheese is gevina raka, not gevina kasha. And this distinction, I don't know, I don't see it. American Swiss cheese, by the way, is aged 3 to 4 months. American Swiss cheese is not gevina kasha. No? They make little holes in it to make it look like real Swiss cheese. It's really not real Swiss cheese. There's a lot more to say about pepper jack. It might taste very sharp, but the cheese itself is the same as Monterey Jack. Monterey Jack is aged for 2 months. Not gevina kasha. Not gevina kasha. Foreign Monterey Jack. If you buy Monterey Jack that's made in Italy, it's aged for a year. The American-made stuff is garbage. Pardon me. Right? But Lamaisa, it's not aged. It's not aged enough to be gevina kasha. For some reason, there's a cheese called Speedy Piquant, which is aged for 9 months. Why is it called Speedy if they age it for 9 months? I have no idea. Yeah.
Is it Do we have anything of Vinamitulas today?
Any what?
Do you know what like Vinamitulas is?
So Mitulas means it's like the real Swiss cheese. There are holes in it. It looks like worms inside. It's like, because they're holes, yeah. But they are, actually are like worms inside it, yeah. The bugs that are born inside food items, maybe kosher or bug, we're not going into it. That's Mitulas. They say, the OU Tainas, that Limburger cheese, apparently it's like the worst smelling stuff on the planet, according to all the kids' books, that Limburger cheese is what the Taz means by Gavina Mitulas. It's really Moshech Tam. It's a really sharp taste. Okay. So I'm saying, yes, sir?
The Taz also brings down cheese that cool enough to cave up.
Okay, and do we have cheese? If it's Chumah B'Kevah and left there for a long time to become hard. I think that's what the Taz means. We do have some of the better cheeses are actually Chumah B'Kevah. I don't know. All I know is like from my updated aged cheese list as of May 2012. That's all I know. Fine. Let's go on. The Shaila is, someone told me that they're eating at a Shabbos meal in the Heights, and they had a salad, and someone who was at the meal is a vegetarian, and she didn't want to eat the salad, because she says, I'm going to eat the salad, I'm going to be fleishig after, because the onions that go in the salad were cut with a fleishig knife, and therefore, if I eat it, maybe I'm going to be fleishig after. Whew. Interesting. A new chumrah. Now, it happens that there's a prima godim in Hilchos Shavuos in Simit Tov Tzadi Daled. The prima godim's lashon is le'echol tznon shechotach b'tzakin cholev achar basar toch shisha sha'os yishlomar da'asar. If I'm fleishig, like the prima godim, I should not eat a radish that was cut with a milchig knife. So l'chora, what the prima godim is tining is that the Dover Chorif really absorbs the tam of whatever gender it is, and now I have a milchig radish. If you could have a milchig radish, presumably you can have a fleishig radish. That seems to be the prima godim. Now, although the prima godim says this, Rebbe Akiva Eger clearly disagrees. I think we spoke about this during Seder one day. Rebbe Akiva Eger certainly disagrees. You know, the Ramah writes that the minig is that we don't eat gavina achar tavshil of basar, no? But if there's no basar b'tavshil, you just have a tavshil that was nispashil b'kederishil basar, you're allowed to eat gavina afterwards. If I cook food in the fleishig gapat, I'm allowed to eat gavina after. Frek the shach, I don't understand. It's not barnat, and of course it's going to be mutter. Right? It's not barnat because I have, let's say, a fleishig pot. That means the pot absorbed meat. Now the pot is perfectly clean. I scrub it, it's clean. I cook some pasta in that pot. So it's not barnat to hetera. Zuck the shach, if it's not barnat to hetera, of course you don't have to wait 6 hours after it. Now, it happens that the buyer hetev already jumps up and down on the shach and says, shach, what are you talking about? Ashkenazim paskin, that when machmir are not barnat, are they bishel? So, Mr. Shach, Rabbi Shach, Sir Shach, whatever we call you, but what type of kasha do you have over here? What kasha do you have, Shach Sivkatin Yotes? So, the Prima Godim already was sensitive to this, and the Prima Godim says that he thinks the Shach is only asking B'das HaMechaber, which is a little bit funny. Like, the Shach is commenting on the Ramah, and his comment on the Ramah is not L'shitas HaRamah in Simin Tzadi Hei, it's really L'shitas HaMechaber. But Hayotze, the Shach develops a chiddush that if I cook pasta in a dirty fleishig pot, no? If I cook pasta in the dirty fleishig pot, so zok the Shach, that you don't have to wait 6 hours after that, even though there is be'en. It's not a case of naparnat. Naparnat is the case when the pot is scrubbed clean. So the shach we're not talking about. That we're talking about, I'm cooking pasta in the dirty fleishig pot, and I don't have to wait 6 hours. And the Pisrei Tshuva notes that Aliba the shach, the case is that you don't have shishim connected the amount of basar in the pot. So everyone and their uncle jumps up and down, and they say, one second, you don't have shishim connected the amount of basar. Like, so how is this different than Tav Shoshal Basar? No? The Ramos Machmir, that if I eat a chalon potato, I have to wait 6 hours after my chalon potato. If I have a dirty fleshing of pat, and there's not Shishim Kenegdai, so L'cha'ora, in that situation, it should be the same as Tav Shoshal Basar. So the official answer that's given by the Yad Yehuda, and Reb Fivel Cohen quotes this in the Badei HaShulchan, official answer that's given is, in the case of the Tav Shoshal Basar, my chalon potato, my intention is that I want the taimim to mix together. I bedafka want some flanken to get its flavor into potato, some potato gets flavor into flanken. That's what a Tav Shoshal Basar is. But in this situation, I don't intend for the taimim to get mixed in one within the other. It's all ba'akroi. I happen to not be such a good balabusta, and my pot is not scrubbed clean well, no? So therefore, it's going to be mutter alipa de shach, because no tam went in. It would seem, perhaps, according to this, that if you have some cast iron pots, there is a practice. Do any of you guys know this type of cast iron pots? Like one of the big issues in kashrus, that you buy these fancy pots which are seasoned, and then you're never supposed to really scrub the pot clean. You just leave the gunk there. That's what you do. And if I leave it there, so the kasha is, maybe in that situation it is considered a miskaven, and if it is considered a miskaven, maybe you should have to wait 6 hours afterwards, according to this Yad Yehuda's Hesber in the Shach. I'm not convinced that that's correct. One of the Balabatim in my shul pointed this out to me years ago. I said this year in shul, said maybe with these cast iron pots, the reason you leave the gunk there is not because you want flavor in your food, but rather it's because it would ruin the pot if you remove it. And bedavka, you don't really want the flavor, so maybe you don't have to wait 6 hours even after a cast iron pot. I'm not 100% sure it's worth thinking about, but that seems to be. But basically, according to the Shach, if I have noodles that are cooked in a dirty fleshing pot, you don't have to wait 6 hours afterwards. Now, comes on Kagoyim Reb Akiva Eger, and Reb Akiva Eger is bothered by the same kasha that the Shach is bothered by. How come you have to tell me? Now, how come the Ramah has to say that if it's nispashal b'kaderish al-basa, you don't have to wait afterwards? Isn't it plush, it's not barnat? So if Akiva Eger answers, no, we're talking about a case of davar charif. You cook a davar charif in a pot. In that situation, so davar charif trumps, pardon the expression, a din of not barnat. And therefore, right, the chiddush is that you don't have to wait 6 hours even after the davar charif that's cooked in the fleshig pot. That's what Rabbi Akiva Eger says. Hayotzei midivrei Rabbi Akiva Eger l'cha'ora is that he's arguing on the prima gadol. Because the prima gadol hilchos shavuos says that by a davar charif, the tam that's absorbed in it has it enough. He's talking about chalav, but l'cha'ora who had in basar. Rabbi Akiva Eger is saying the time that's absorbed within the davar charif does not have that flavor, and therefore, according to Rabbi Akiva Eger, l'cha'ora, there's no such thing as a fleshig of pickle. Unlike the prima gadim, who says it is a fleshig of pickle, and perhaps the same issue with the onions. Some point out that maybe that prima gadim in Hilchos Shavuos is only talking about tznon. Tznon is like a radish, which is zihar davar charif. We'll learn in the sugyas of davar charif that onions and the like are a suffix davar charif. If it's a suffix davar charif, maybe even the prima gadim would not be machmir that it has the capacity to make me have to wait 6 hours. It happens that Rav Schechter told me that he's makel that these pickles don't become fleishik when you cut them with a fleishik knife. And if you look in the Chuvus of Rav Moshe Sternbuch in Chelak Aleph Siman Tuf Lamed Hey, he's also going to be makel. Okay, let's go on. Yes, sir. So apparently, this whole din of Tav Shoshal Basar is a questionable din, like the Goyin points out, because Tav Shoshal Basar is not really Moshech Tam, and it's not really going to be Bein Hashinayim. So why am I Machmir? I'm Machmir Mikayach Minhag. But it could be Ein L'chabo El Chidusha, that the only time you should have this Minhag is, right? Fine. Now, just very quickly, there's a machlokas at the end of the siman, machlokas shach and taz, about knives, no? There's a Ramah that's a little bit complicated to read, that Ni'itza B'karka helps, but the minig is that we have separate knives. And the Shach and the Taz both talk about this. The Taz's understanding is that I don't need Ni'itza B'karka at all. If I want to use a fleshig knife to cut some bread that I'm going to use for milcheks, Zuck the Taz, I don't need Ni'itza B'karka, all I need is kinuach, just wipe the knife clean. The Shach says that you do need Ni'itza B'karka to go from milcheks to use a fleshik knife to cut bread. That's what the Shach says. And according to the Shach, Ni'itza B'karka does not help L'cha'ora if I want to use a fleshik knife to cut cheese. Ni'itza B'karka only helps if I want to use my fleshik knife to cut bread. But to cut cheese, it doesn't help. That's the way the Shach says it. La halacha, the Reb Five Cohen, the Badei HaShulchan is Machmir. He says that you should not use a fleshik knife to cut bread unless you do Ni'itza B'karka. But the minig is that we don't do Ni'itza B'karka, like the Shach says. And therefore Reb Five says the minig is that people have three knives, milchik, fleshik, and pariv. And whenever you cut bread, you should cut bread, or who had in any other item that you're likely to use at meals of both genders, you should always cut it with your pariv knife. That's what Reb Feivel time is. It happens that there's a Sefer HaKash for Rabbi Fuchs, he wrote, I think, the Yom Tovshin Kol Chasa. So he's Mako like the Taz, and I think in Artsko on page 313, he's Mako like the Taz, also not like the Shach. And the nafgamina is going to be many things. No? Do you need separate pair of knives? Am I allowed to cut bread that I'm going to use at a milchik meal with a milchik knife? According to a 5 coin, I really shouldn't. Should you use a pair of knife whenever you cut bread? Because bread might get left over. That's already interesting. I don't have time to go into it. I ain't Shuvas Igris Moshe Simen Lamed Ches, where he speaks about the leftover food from milchik meals to fleshik meals, whether it's a midas chasidus or me'ikar hadin. I ain't Shom, I don't have much to add to it. Let's run the document.